Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled, What's the Story Really About?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Then someone came to him and said, Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, Which ones? And Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, also you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, I have kept all these, what do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you wish to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the young man heard this word, he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. William Goldman, American novelist and screenwriter, he was the one who wrote Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. He's the one who wrote All the President's Men. William Goldman also wrote, among much else, a long essay on adapting a story for the screen. And he said that you have to ask two crucial questions. First, what's the story about? And second, what's the story really about? The answer to the first question is more or less the plot. The answer to the second question is more complex. If you apply this to today's gospel, what are the answers going to be? The first is somebody meeting Jesus, asking him for advice, and finding the advice too hard to follow. And the second? Well, let's think about it. Most of us are not very rich, as the young man is here, but most of us would probably admit that, like the young man, we're not perfect. What is it that we still lack? What do we have to do if we want to be perfect? It's a question of what we cling to, what we can't bear to give up. And that's not just possessions, but everything that distracts us from God. Meister Eckhart said, You cannot do better than to place yourself in darkness and unknowing. And he said, God is not found in the soul by adding anything, but by a process of subtraction. We need to make room for God. Think of what Paul says in the letter to the Philippians. He writes that Jesus emptied himself, and in that way he was able to fulfill the Father's will. There's a word in Eckhart, in his original language, Abgeschiedenheit, which most translators render with detachment. But the trouble with that is that it gives an impression almost of indifference. Yet I have all these things, but I'm detached. I don't care about them. I'm not worried about them. But that's not what Eckhart meant. And it's not certainly what Jesus was suggesting to the young man. That word in Middle High German, Abgeschiedenheit, means radically cutting off. And Jesus told the young man not to get rid of a few things, but to sell his possessions and give the money to the poor. St. Anthony of the Desert took that literally. Not many people, even in religious life, go quite that far, which is fair enough. To do your duty, to fulfill your role in society, you need some material possessions. The doctor, the plumber, the teacher, the farmer, the priest, everybody needs the instruments that make it possible to do their job. And we need the people who can offer us so many services, not just religious services, practical services too. But if we want to be perfect, all that we possess must be for the benefit of others and not for our personal satisfaction. I must admit I am haunted by this passage. And maybe some of you are too. My hope, my prayer, is that God, in his immense generosity, recognizes our being haunted as a first timorous step towards perfection. But we need to take other steps. And that's what the story is really about.